Researchers in Western New York have been using brain scans to add to the understanding of how humans comprehend numbers. The new data could have implications in diagnosing learning disabilities earlier on and aid in our knowledge of why some kids struggle at school. The Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell has more.
Jessica Cantlin, a 2013 Sloan Research Fellow, leads a team of brain and cognitive scientists at the University of Rochester, looking for answers in the brains of kids. She says the data they're able to collect from children's brain scans can be used to determine the probability of children encountering problems with subjects like math later in life.
On one end of the spectrum, you know, we have shown that there's this evolutionarily primitive neural basis for math that's present in young children. The more we understand about what things should look like from a young age, the earlier we might be able to tell that something's going wrong.
Cantlin says the current method used to assess children struggling at school is behaviour examination, but that can be ambiguous and inconclusive. She says analysis of the scans can show what parts of the brain are typically active and involved when a child is undertaking an academic task like basic math. Cantlin says this knowledge could provide a base for comparison with the brains of children exhibiting behavioural or learning difficulties, making diagnosis simpler and making it easier for teachers and parents to address the issue through altered approaches to teaching. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.